In a two-hour special next week, one of the Behind Big Brother podcast team will be replaced by an intruder.
We're not kidding either, so you better tune in next week.
And there might even be another special where we get one of us gets replaced by two intruders, and then a week later, an SMS vote to evict one of them. This could happen.
So first, I want to talk about something that is...
It's all about you want, isn't it?
Yep. Some very big news that's been happening. It's been reported a lot today in newspapers and on various news websites. Quite a big deal. And that big topic that we need to talk about is how badly Joel dances.
Well,
did you see him at Alicia's birthday party?
No, I looked away because that was just at the time when I gave up on the entire show. So I looked away and I missed his dancing. But I think I might even download the episode. I mean, I will acquire it by some other means and watch it. It was that good, was it?
It was sort of like a cross between the Funky Chicken, but he was lifting his legs up and shaking his booty around. And some of the girls were trying to like do sexy dancing.
Emma was in there, I guess.
First of all, none of the girls know how to actually dance sexy, so it doesn't matter, but they're all giving it their best shot. And Joel just comes along with his booty shaking and throwing his hands up in the air like he just don't care.
And how are they supposed to booty shake to the music that was being played? It was like, ning, 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 ning. Like, you can't dance to that. But all the housemates are like, oh, Joel is so funny and he's the most hilarious housemate. Besides for him dancing, that's the only time I've ever heard anyone who watches the show say he did something funny.
I think he's slipping underneath the radar, to use a really worn out phrase.
We need like a radar like sound going bip, bip every time we say it. No, I just think, I don't know, everyone's like, oh, he's got so many personalities and you never know which one he is. To me, that would be irritating and I would nominate him. And everyone's just like, no, but he's hilarious and he just has all the jokes. And you don't see that on The Daily Show, so I'm really confused.
So what did you think of the whole special anyway?
Well, I gave up halfway. I was like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, this is something that's just been whipped up, basically. I'm thrown Haley and Vixen in, and I'm going to give it, you know, I'll give it some time. And I gave it some time, and then I thought, no, I'll give it a little bit more time. We run a website on this, so I have to watch the show. And then I just gave up and just turned off my television. It was just so, ugh.
Your phone's ringing. You better pick it up. We're recording live.
No, it's a message. It's a message. It can wait. Yeah, I just gave up. It was... the way they brought the housemates in... Okay, yes, it's different and it's new. I'll give them that. But...
They sort of did the whole intruder alert thing again.
Oh, what was with that light in the backyard? Like the... So stupid. The housemates have been speculating since it began. Oh, there's going to be intruders, What would the first thing come to your head when you see a giant flashing light sitting in the garden while you're having a birthday party? It's not there for special effects. It's there for the stupid, cheesy intruder alert. And why they even needed a red flashing light is beyond me anyway. The housemates are standing right there. They didn't need any auto cue or anything.
I knew this was going to be good because you've always had a pet peeve against the whole intruder alert thing. They even named the damn show after it again.
It was just seriously the cheesiest graphic I had ever seen. Speaking of cheesy graphics, did you see the one after they like opened the party to the housemates? Behind Gretel on all the plasmas was a big picture of a cake. And it said happy birthday, Alicia, like this 3D cake model. It was so weird because usually it's just an eye or a picture of a housemate. And there was this ugly ass cake on there. But yeah, no, I wasn't happy with the special. I must say the intruders do look semi-interesting, but one of them's going to be evicted. And then the other one that stays will just be evicted first chance they get to be first chance they're nominated.
I was really happy to see somebody that Rebecca can actually talk to, though, because I sort of have a soft spot for Rebecca. Because I think Emma's such a fucking bitch.
Which one?
And I'm siding totally with Rebecca. I think Rebecca's just trying to be nice. That's the way she is. And Emma's a fucking bitch. But anyway, that's another story.
Which one can she side with or talk to? The one from Perth?
I'm kind of embarrassed because I don't know which one it is.
I don't, and I'm trying to learn.
I'm still learning the names. They both have brown hair. It's very difficult for me.
Yeah. One of them's from Perth, though. So, I mean, representing our wonderful state. I can't even load up the website to have a look at the housemates. I mean, the intruders, so... Actually, I don't like calling them intruders. They are housemates, as far as I'm concerned. But another gripe that I have with the show, well, not the just that show, how the housemates speculate so much, it really frustrates me. If I was in the house and someone was saying every day, there's going to be intruders, I wonder when the intruders are coming. What do you think about intruders? How are they going to do it? That would really piss me off. I would just want... I know all the housemates have said, you know, when you're in there, there's nothing to think about and you just go through everything and you're just waiting for external stimuli to just... be part of your day. So I don't know, but I don't like it when they speculate and then they're like, oh, intruders, and it's not a surprise anymore. That's why I guess we get so frustrated and rant about it so much that Big Brother isn't being original, because the housemates are guessing. Yes, they're going to always guess, oh, there's intruders coming, but spice it up, do it some different way that the housemates would never expect. Yes, they're going to expect, you know, that intruders are coming, but hey.
They were on a good start with the ninja thing. I thought that was pretty good, but then they had to ruin it with the stupid red flashing light and attention housemates, intruder alert.
Yeah, I think that the intruders should have just taken off their things and started having a good old yarn with them. And I've always thought that the best way to put intruders in would be to wait till a couple of housemates are evicted so there's one spare bed or a spare bed, or tell the housemates they can't sleep in one of the beds because it's broken or whatever, and then throw the housemate or the intruder in... in the middle of the night, just sneak them in, I don't know, sedate the housemate so they won't wake up, then sneak the housemate in, chuck them in the bed. When they wake up, there's someone new in the house, and that person's just like, hey, it'd be so awkward for the intruder. But Greg, can you imagine waking up in like your house with someone else in your bed or in the bed next to you? Hilarious.
Or they're just sitting somewhere, like when they get up and walk out into the living room. Or
making lunch.
And they're just like, oh, hey there. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, just slot them in. You'd need like someone would be prepared to do it, but different and not intruder alert, warning housemates. Or actually, I thought that when Big Brother came on and said warning housemates and the red light started flashing, I thought that he was going to say like there's been like a breach of security or something, get inside and we're going to close everything down, which is what they do if something, like when that person like tried to
climb the wall
and when someone tried to like skydive in or whatever, they lock the house down. And I thought that would be great, like tell them that the house is being locked down for some security breach, and then have this person running in and like jumping in the house and being like, oh my god, being like, no, I'm actually an intruder, and Big Brother can go, haha.
He didn't even make it exciting. It was like, attention housemates, warning, intruder.
And the red lights, wee wee wee, flashing. And then they did that sort of face reveal, like where they're wearing a prosthetic face and they rip it off and it's revealed who they are. But both of them look exactly the same, so you think that they're twins standing next to each other. But, yeah.
Another thing that was brought up about that party, aside from the whole, let's not talk about the conspiracy theories. I'm done with that.
The and
You know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Glancing over that issue.
One thing I was reading on the official website forums, they were using the same music for the party as last year, and everyone's calling Big Brother cheap for not, like, buying a new CD. And there's a whole discussion, and obviously they can't, because Big Brother's a whole cost saver, I mean... they're using work choices to pay the crew, giving them $50 for 6 hours work. What a rib. So they're trying to save money in every aspect.
But they've got new music on the eviction and nomination shows, which I really like. I think it's great.
No, but here's the thing. Non-commercial music isn't going to be as expensive as commercial music.
Or they could just get some dodgy band from like the buskers outside Dreamworld. I don't even know if there are buskers there. And just hire them. Just use their music.
I'm sure there's like a Dreamworld band. There's got to be something along those lines. But, I mean, yeah, they didn't even freshen up for the next year. That's all I had to say on that, really.
Okay.
Yeah, go to a breaker there.
Go to a breaker.
Oh, I think we should talk about the...
should we start with? We have some major issues to go through.
I think we should take a break and talk about the podcasting community.
Oh.
We have a clip to play from another Big Brother podcast.
The Big Brother podcast arena for Australia is very small and there's only a few of us, so we hear stuff.
I sent a message to behind Big Brother. No response.
Are they more...
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Didn't mean to disturb the great podcast kings of Behind Big Brother. Terribly sorry. I'll just back away, back into my hut, let the king take the throne.
Tom's in a mood tonight. So what, they just no response. It wasn't a response saying, piss off. It was just nothing.
There's no response. And they, you know, because they're probably the biggest Big Brother. They're actually in the top 100 podcast.
Number 31.
You know, podcasting is a very, you know, new medium, and there isn't much avenue for marketing. And, you know, what I like about...
Okay, I'll just stop it there.
Yeah.
I didn't receive an email, so I don't know.
We even look through the email box. Like, sometimes we just glance over emails and voicemails if they're shit and they never can make it to the show. But we even looked and there was nothing from you guys. I don't know what email address you sent it to or if you... Or
whether some spam filters blocked it out. But no, we didn't receive the email.
And we do promote other podcasts. That dude that rings up every week and tells us about his podcast. So, yeah.
And we... actually did check our podcast page and we do have a link to...
Oh, wait, no, you haven't played that voice.
The second part. Yeah, we'll play the second clip.
So before we start the show, I wanted to talk quickly about my comments last week regarding Behind Big Brother. According to listener Alicia, Behind Big Brother's website contained a link to our website that I didn't know about. Now, I had a look and it wasn't there. I also downloaded the Google cache of the site ago and it also wasn't there. So I'm not sure when it was there, but I'm sure Alicia is telling the truth, so that's cool. Now, I was irritated that Behind Big Brother didn't reply to my email, but perhaps I shouldn't have been quite so over the top. I wasn't as upset as I made out. It really was something that I just thought would be funny. So I apologised to Behind Big Brother. Having said that, links are cheap. Where's my f***ing email, bitches?
Once again, we didn't receive it, and your link still... You must have looked very hard.
Your link is there. We checked the podcast page, Big Brother Weekly. It's clearly there.
Yes. We linked to all the Big Brother podcasts, even though there's four.
Okay, yeah. So here's the plug.
Yeah.
Go to our podcast page, behindbigbrother.com/podcast, and the link is there. It's called Big Brother Weekly.
I don't even know what the address is. It's some blogger.
Bigbrotherweekly.lipsin.com.
Yeah, and listen to their podcasts. So, yeah, see, we are very friendly to that. Oh, also, RealityCast wanted me to plug them, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. Go listen to all of the podcasts.
It's all good. I am impressed with the Big Brother podcast this season.
They're good, but what I was thinking on the way here, what happens to Big Brother Uncouth?
I know.
They've disappeared. They were the only video podcast, and now they're
gone. But they finished early last year as well and said, we don't know if we'll be back.
I private messaged them before the start of the season and didn't get a reply. I might have to use my admin skills and find their email and email them. But yeah, they're disappearing. So it's all audio podcasts. So yeah, Behind Big Brother... Oh, wait, no, Big Brother Weekly, I mean. Wait, oh, on another thing, we're now...
Wait. There, talk.
No, but it's still about podcasting, though.
Yeah, but it's a different part.
Oh. We're now featured by iTunes. We got it last year as well, and now we're back.
Somebody at iTunes must love us, even though our podcast dropped in below the top 100.
Yeah, and now we just shot back up. We're number 31 or 30-something now. But yeah, we're featured, so we're on the main page. And we're also featured in the TV category. And we're the only one that's not a TV show, so really we should be the only one on that page.
Okay, enough bragging. We have to give a congratulations to Tim Brunero's podcast, who got a massive media coverage today for the Kate is Schizophrenic story.
Yes.
Australian Associated Press carried a link to his podcast, which then filtered out to pretty much all the media outlets who gave Tim a free plug. So congratulations.
Yes, and I think they got printed in the Daily Telegraph or Sydney Confidential, one of the two.
Well, I was reading the West Australian today, a big article about it too.
And once again, Behind Big Brother brought it to you first. Because I got a call from Tim.
Tim Brunero brought it first, yeah, obviously.
But we were the first news, inverted commas. I put news, inverted commas, like website.
Okay, talking about that... How much coverage is the Emma story getting today? We broke that first. I mean, mind you, Sydney Confidential, in all their journalistic glory, went out and interviewed a few people.
They contacted the boyfriend.
Because they are actually journalists and we aren't.
Nor do we claim to be, as some people think we are.
But we did break this first. I was a little heartbroken that everybody's picking this story up and it's a big deal. And we did it first.
Yeah, it is. And no one has linked to us. Not one. And this is not the first time that they haven't linked to us. A lot of news.com.au especially doesn't link to us. Some of their journalists link to us time and time again and say, you know, Big Brother fan site, rah, rah. But some of them just, oh, I'll get the information and then I'll research it and then I'll make it mine. And like, hello, code of ethics. Journalism is supposed to be an ethical profession. And... people, it's not funny. And, you know, one of the code of ethics, which everyone is supposed to abide by, but they don't, is do not plagiarize. That's plagiarizing, really, or it's stealing someone's idea. We can't do anything about it.
I'm sure we'll get over it soon enough, but it's just annoying. And you, loyal Behind Big Brother podcast listener, you know the truth.
Yeah, you know the truth. We broke that first. But yeah, on the subject of Emma. Oh, wait, should we break her it?
Yes. Okay. 1 second. There you go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on the story of Emma.
I just want to play that every time we mention Emma.
I don't know how I feel about this. There's two ways to look at it. Yes, they have, Big Brother knows that this has happened, and they've got sort of, I don't know if you call it an ethical or a moral obligation to tell her because she's under their care as such. But if the family say that they don't want her to know, and there's also rumour that she said she doesn't want to know if he dies. She said she doesn't want to know about it. I don't see what... I don't know,
I'm the same. I don't see what the problem is. If the family requested that Emma doesn't know, then that's it. Case closed.
Yeah, I mean, yes, they do know, and they probably should tell her, but if the family don't want it and she doesn't, shouldn't have to tell her. And it's getting such huge coverage, and they're bringing in all these, like, moral activists and things like that. But at the end of the day, the family doesn't want her to know, and she might not want to know. And plus, no one knows the relationship. Even Big Brother's, or when they spoke to someone at Big Brother, has even said, we don't know what the relationship between Emma and her father is like. And if she doesn't want to know and has told us that she doesn't want to know, the family just told her, we don't want to tell her.
Also, from a more selfish point of view, if they did tell Emma that her father has died, she might stop being such a bitch, and that would be bad viewing.
True, true. And what... This is going to sound really, I don't know what you would call it, but she's in this competition, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, blah, blah, blah. If you tell her, she's obviously going to... Do you think she'd want... Well, I know if I got told, I would kind of want to leave, but... And the funeral's already happened and all that, so I don't know. And she even said, like, on the beginning one, how she's sort of estranged from her father and doesn't really talk to him that much. And apparently the only way they've been communicating is via text message, so... I mean, I can't comment on the relationship, I don't know, but... It's just getting such huge coverage, and I think it should just
Why
be
don't they
own.
Just text her, your dad's dead?
Why don't they use the phone in the frickin' house and call her?
Hello, your dad's dead.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm behind Big Brother in this.
wait for it.
I knew that sounded weird when I was working it out in my head. No, I am, I'm agreeing with what Big Brother are doing here. The family don't want to know. Don't tell her.
I think we should play some voicemails. Okay. We have some really good ones. And believe it or not, we have some people from overseas who called us.
Oh my God. We've got America and London.
And thank you for spending international calling rates on calling our
they
podcast.
They probably Skyped us or something.
I mean, you wouldn't call a Big Brother podcast the most important thing in the world, but these people do care enough to spend international calling rates. So thank you. Wait, I'm queuing it up.
Hold on, it's not working. You've got to rewind it. There we go.
Hey guys, Tony calling. Expat Aussie, currently living in Northern Virginia in the United States. Long-time Big Brother fan. Unfortunately over here, I don't get to see the show live, but through various magical devices, which I won't discuss, I get to see the show a few hours later. I just have some comments that I want to throw in. The Golden Key competition, yes, I agree, that was rigged, absolutely rigged. Nick was the first housemate to be randomly selected from 5 people who were chosen out of 100 people after police checks, background screenings and auditions. So, random? I don't think so. I think last Sunday it was a shame to see both TJ and Bodie go. I think they were the two people who were making the house interesting. However, what do I know? I'm living in the US. Nominations this week. Absolutely shocked to see Hey Drew only get one vote from all of the housemates. That shows how well they're manipulating everybody in the house. I think the calculations that they use for the evict and save votes really need to be explained better, because there's obviously a lot of confusion out there. People really don't understand how it works. And just a final comment, you guys, you really should go and pay the $80 to upgrade your Ubercaster or your $80 US Ubercaster software, because it was really funny hearing the trial version announcement at the end of your last podcast. That's all I have. Thanks, guys. Bye.
This will be the last episode with the trial version tag on the end.
We bought it.
We paid for the software. We're happy with the software. We paid for it. We're just waiting for the license key to come.
We thought it would be straight away, but it's a 48-hour thing, and I think it's manual, and they're in Germany, so I don't think they're awake. But also, I have a comment. That person, sorry, I can't remember your name, said shocked about Haley and Andrew only receiving one vote. And I spoke to Tim Brunero during the week, and I was like, why? I said to him, because you had a relationship in your year. Why did people not nominate them? Why do you not nominate them? And he said, it's really weird when you're in the house because you think about nominating them, but you just don't because you think they're two people. They're a bigger, although they've only, like, now, I think it was then, they only had three, like, they had to vote together. They only had three votes. It's just that they're a threat and they're, like, an entity that's two people that you're, like, you may want to just vote one of them because they're annoying you or whatever, but it's two of them. And he just said it puts you in this really weird mindset and you just don't want to nominate. Like, you might not like them, but you just don't want to nominate them. And I thought that was interesting. So.
Mm. Mm. Hi, I'm Freddie from London, UK. I'm currently watching Big Brother Australia via torrent. I was just getting a bit annoyed at the lack of originality in the Big Brother Australia's tasks. I mean, even that baby task was copied off Big Brother UK after, I think it was Big Brother 4, where they had the egg task, they had to look after an egg and the baby. And the golden key, I won't go into that. Even the sleep task was copied off a Big Brother spin-off show, which took place in Big Brother House, but it was all painted white and they were made to stay up for the duration of the show. Until they got the 100,000 prize, hosted by Big Brother's little brother presenter Dermot O'Leary. And even that backlight in the lounge area that changes during eviction night, that was copied off last year's Big Brother, where it changed to red every eviction and the light was blue most of the normal time. Yeah, that's all I've got to say. Bye bye.
Trust me, we know.
Yeah, and all our listeners don't care anymore. Yes, they copied them. I'm moving on.
We watch Big Brother UK via torrent. And by the way, for people who are interested in Big Brother UK, it starts in a week.
And I'm sorry if our podcast turned to shit because I'm officially giving up on Big Brother Australia when Big Brother UK starts. Because let's just face it, I'm going to get hooked.
Well, yeah, we always get hooked and our website suffers.
My bandwidth suffers. So many freaking episodes to... I mean, when I watch it via satellite...
Hi, it's Freddie again. I forgot to mention, have you seen Jamie's eyes? They may be actually the most terrifying things I've ever seen. They look like upside down cat's eyes, just stuck into a human. They're really, really scary. Hey, that's all. Bye.
I haven't really noticed that.
Whose eyes? TJ?
Jamie's.
Oh, no, I have noticed that. It's like I did it in year 11 human biology. It's called like a Mongolian eye fold or something. It really frightens me. And his eyes are so green and he like stares with big wide eyes. Really quite scary. I don't know where that person is coming from. Oh, we got another voicemail from Lil Sis.
Hi again. It's me, Lil Sis.
Hey, girl.
Okay, I've chilled out just a little bit. I took a chill pill. So I'm feeling a bit more posed. So, I just want to say a few things about you guys. This podcast, it's actually kind of all right. I thought that it was really good that both of you came out on last podcast because, like, I have heaps of gay friends and they're so fun and we always go shopping and drink mocha and hang out in, like, cool places and talk about boys. So it's just great to know that you guys had the courage to just do that on the internet. Like, it's really such a big step. So loves it, and just would also say that the double BoJ eviction, WTF, two of my fave housemates, like, totals got evicted. Not too happy about that myself. So this week is BB, still been pretty funny though. I mean, that Joel, what a cutie. he's been keeping it pretty good. You guys probably think he's a bit of a cutie too, yeah. You know, with the whole, like, gay thing and that. yeah. So... I'm off to go shopping in the mall. And I'll see you soon. Bye, guys. Snowden.
I do agree with Little Sis.
About Joel?
Yep.
No, he's not. No, I don't like him. He's scary.
Are you scared of Muppets?
Yes, I'm scared of Muppets. What else do we have?
We'll leave the rest of the voicemails for later in the podcast.
We've got another special one.
What's next on your topics to talk about?
Hold on.
There you're allowed to, you didn't even play it correctly, but there you're allowed to talk now.
Okay, what else have I got here?
Don't keep them waiting.
I don't have it. Oh, no, I've already mentioned that.
Snort 'em.
The only other thing I have is the Kate schizophrenia thing that we kind of already glanced over. I don't know. I think that she shouldn't have been put in the house. Like, if one of your tests comes back negative, you don't retest someone. Well, not negative, comes back as slightly unstable. You don't retest someone. And now that when they said they knew about the baby thing, and then they got this test result back, and then Carmel's saying, "Oh, I'm going to put you in the house under just a gut feeling," and then they do a baby task. Totally changed my whole perception. I was like, okay, Big Brother, you know, did the baby test, didn't think it was going to be a big deal. If one of these tests came back negative or whatever it came back, and then they did another one, and then they did the baby task, not right. I'm sorry.
You know what I noticed on almost all the reports?
What? They didn't link to us?
No, they called Carmel Carmen.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I noticed it on a lot of news.com.au stories. The psychiatrist for Big Brother was Carmen. Carmen Hill.
Wait, did I write that? Or did I put Carmel? Is it Carmen or Carmel?
It's Carmel.
Okay. Hold on, I'm just trying to find it. I think I put Carmen, you know.
Should I play some voicemails in the meantime?
Yeah, play a voicemail.
Okay.
Hello, my lovelies. It's Tracy from Gosford calling. How you going? Just listen to your podcast. Got a couple of tips here for you. Nick, to be evicted, 61%. Rebecca, to be evicted, 23%. And Andrew, to be evicted, 16%. God, guys, what are you doing? Start evicting Andrew. Okay, secondly, Hayley and Andrew's mystery romance actually ended up on Big Brother because Hayley recommended it and suggested it in her auditions to Big Brother. She stated that on the very first episode after it was revealed that her and Andrew were in a relationship and Bodie was her ex-partner. She was telling somebody about it and she said, you know, that her boyfriend was also applying and they were applying separately and said, wouldn't it be a good idea if you put us in as a secret couple and people and the housemates had to reveal it. Also, too, Billy stated that he had applied for Big Brother for the past six seasons every year, and they put the connection between Hayley and him together to add the final twist that Hayley didn't know about. So to answer your question, it was Hayley's suggestion to the people that were interviewing her that they go in as a secret couple. And finally, your thoughts on Emma's dad dying and Big Brother not telling Emma. I know they state that it's at her family's request, but where do they draw the line and where do they start seeking, you know, extra ratings out of this? I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. The girl's father is dead. She has a right to know. Who is the idiot that leaked this to the press? Was it Big Brother or was it a member of Emma's family? I mean, the whole of Australia knows, including Emma's family and Big Brother, that her father is dead. There is not anyone in Australia other than Emma and the housemates know that Emma's father is dead. I mean, the girl did not even get to go to his funeral because it was held on Monday. This is absurd and it's wrong and Big Brother needs their asses kicked over this one. Your thoughts? Can't wait to hear the podcast. Bye, guys. Till next time. Tracy from Gosford. Till I'm out.
Do you think that she would have wanted to go to the funeral?
No.
It's really difficult to say because there's this whole estranged relationship between Emma and her father.
And she hadn't seen him in years.
We don't know what the total deal is. I'm not sure if this is a grab for ratings, though. No, I think it's something they could do without because it's resulted in the media having a total backlash against Big Brother again.
People saying that it's just a thing for ratings is... totally do not agree with it. How are they going to pull ratings for this? I mean, really. Yes, they've done stupid things in the past, stupid SMS votes, etc., etc. But what are they going to do? Do an hour special and break it to this girl? No, they're not going to do that. That is insensitive and... just it wouldn't happen. It's not people who say that just really need some perspective. You can't use someone's, you know, dead father to grab ratings. That's no, I'm sorry.
If they had told her and made a big deal about it, then maybe that would people could be accusing it of
yeah,
of
but
a
it's
ratings
quite
pull.
Clear then they're not going to because they found out Monday morning. Well, that's what they're saying, that they found out Monday morning and they haven't done anything about it because the family don't want to. So it's not going to happen. I actually feel. I don't know what the word is, but I feel for the people at Big Brother, they're getting bagged out so much for something that they have really no decision in. Well, they can ultimately decide yes or no, but the family is telling them not to do it. And they're getting shit. Why aren't the family getting shit? You don't want to tell your daughter that her father's died. You don't want to tell your sister that her father's died. It's got nothing... I feel really bad for Big Brother, and they're getting so much shit over all the... news websites and in print newspaper and on the radio, and it's not fair.
Even though I think Emma is a bitch, I do feel for her when she does come out and does find out about it, because I know they have a debrief when they come out of the house immediately after the eviction show, but then Emma's going to have to do so many media interviews all over the country, and every single person's going to ask about her dad.
And what if she gets evicted and is walking down the plank thing and someone screams out, oh, your father's dead? What's going to happen then? Like, yes, that's got something big. Yes, people are going to argue, well, then Big Brother should tell them. But it's not up to
Yeah, so essentially her entire mourning process is made public.
Yeah.
It's a real head-scratcher.
It is. Can you? I can't imagine. I can't put myself in Big Brother's position right now, and no one reporting on this could. It's something that you don't think up in things that could possibly happen. It's something totally left of field, and there's no like this is what to do in this kind of situation. It's the first time something like that's happened. Except there was in the US when 9/11 happened, they told three of the housemates that it happened because they had relatives that had died. But I think that's slightly different, and. The whole rumors, like I said before, about Hayley saying that she didn't want to know, because when you go into the house, you say, I think you give them a few things, like, if this happens outside, I want to be told. It's one of the luxuries that you get from Big Brother, and the rumor is that she said that she didn't want to be told if her father had died, because she knew he was dying, or, I don't know, I remember some sort of mention of that, so... really puts you in an awkward position, and I feel...
Well, then again, she might not even care. Who knows? True. Anyway, they're putting that to bed.
Yeah, so yeah, what's the next voicemail?
Well, a positive thing out of that voicemail is, just a side note, I really like it when people call in and or email in and ask us questions.
Yes, do it more often. We want.
I'm thinking of starting a new segment on the show where you just ask us questions.
Well, I asked a question on the forums today. I posted in a thread. What... I might just plug it here. What... do you guys like about Big Brother? We are constantly bagging it out. Yes, we do know, and sometimes it gets a little boring. But call in or email in or record and email it to us. Why? What do you like about Big Brother? What, especially this year, what keeps you coming back for more? Are you just addicted to it, or is there things that you like? And, you know, we'll talk about
that. Or is it that you like bagging it out?
Yeah. Do you just like bagging it out, or is there something good that we're missing?
And after you do that, just email or phone in any questions. May try and keep them on the topic of Big Brother. But any questions, I don't know. Next voicemail.
Yo, Dave, David and Tim, how you doing, dude?
David.
Yeah, look, I put my two cents in on the old Hayley crappery. I think what a load of rubbish. Yeah, put out because of competition was going to be too strong as a couple. Yet Alicia and Billy and Alicia and Emma would be a very powerful couple who wouldn't nominate each other and wouldn't save each other. Funny, funny, funny. Yes, I think the real truth behind why Hayley went out is she's getting her forehead fixed, perhaps. Or perhaps there's other issues to do with being a lawyer and she's got someone suing her ass. Who knows? But the whole point is, it was a load of crap. And to do it the way they did it, I thought was a little bit mean. to both Emma, Alicia and to Hayley to do it on the day of Alicia's birthday. Typical Big Brother being a smart ass. I was not particularly impressed. I was holding on, I was trying to stay on to watching the show and sticking with it, but, you know, that was pretty much the last straw. I'm not a Hayley fan by any means, and I didn't like the whole concept of what they were trying to do with the couple thing, but the way they went about chucking them out, I thought was really, really poor. And Big Brother has done its dash for me. I'll stick to watching the Friday night games and the Sunday show where someone leaves the house, but pretty much I won't be downloading too much on the website and I won't be really looking at too much of the telly. I'll stick to reading stuff on behind Big Brother. Thanks for your website, it's fantastic, guys, and keep up the good work. This is Mr. B signing out, dudes.
Thanks, Mr. B. We have one more voicemail and it's
I had something to say about that one.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but when Hayley came out, she did not seem very pissed off at all. She seemed happy to be out. And she got interviewed on Oh Brother today and Tim asked, so did you leave because of going to this wedding? She was like, the wedding, apparently they're getting married in 3 weeks, but I mean, that's news to us and news to my sister.
Right.
And no, she seemed happy. And in all the interviews, she does not seem pissed that
she's going to the wedding.
I know. And, yes, she has still. I guess she's still in the game because Andrew's still there, and like he's not going to split the money with her if he wins, which he won't. But she's still in the game. But to me, if that had happened to me, I'd be very pissed off, and I'd be a little off-putting when she was talking to Greta. Like, hey, what's going on? La, 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 la.
But Big Brother couples never last. Well, I mean, Marty and Jess got a divorce,
but they were post. They were like in the house relationship. These are non in the house relationships.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, our final voicemail is from our very favourite caller, Tip Top.
Hey guys, it's Tip Top.
No guarantees we're playing it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm cut. You got me good the second time round. Okay, now it's just a serious message. Okay, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Australia. We beat the teenage girls. We voted out Bodie. We saw how hard they tried with 51% of the votes to save, but we got rid of him. So let's hope that this year we can get rid of all the good-looking guys and get someone who deserves to win, Big Brother, finally. And that's it this time. Try cutting this one out. See ya.
Well, we didn't cut your voicemail this time. We really are mean to Tip Top, aren't we? And he does call in every week. He's one of our loyal listeners, and we're a bitch to him.
But he keeps calling back.
Thank you, Tip Top.
Thanks. We even played it in full.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up this episode.
Yes.
If you'd like to leave us a voicemail or send us an email, the address is podcast@behindbigbrother.com, and the voicemail lines are listed on the podcast page, which is behindbigbrother.com/podcast. This podcast is brought to you by jumbo.com.au. Anything else, Vid?
Next week we're having a special guest, even though everyone knows who it is. Tim Brunero is going to come back on the show and we're going to have a good old banter early next week.
And check out all the other Big Brother Australia podcasts. Yeah. They're listed on the podcast page. If you have a Big Brother podcast and we don't list you, then email us constantly, not just once, because we might not get it happened.
And don't put the titles like Free Viagra or anything like that. Might get picked up by the spam filter. Also, if you have a Big Brother blog, we've only got 3 of them on there, and I don't know if anyone does that, but if you do, email us and we'll add it to the blog page. Radio show is on Saturday night.
Oh, it'd be cool if everybody went onto iTunes and left us a review.
Yeah. Oh, also, I have to apologise to Box Nova Pop, I think his nickname was.
Bono
Vox Pop, that's the one. The other podcast I said that I thought we banned him or her, but it appears we didn't, and they're still posting, so I'm sorry. Someone else has a really similar nickname to you. Autobahn? No, we banned her. I don't know. Anyway, someone has a similar name, so I'm sorry. But yeah, please leave us reviews. We have the last ones from last year. And remember to keep unsubscribing and resubscribing.
No, don't say that, because iTunes are obviously listening. And if we're trying to cheat the system, they might unfeature us. We're up to 30. We can get higher. We've gotten up to number 2 before.
Have we?
Last year. But that was before all this, like, Hamish and Andy shit was put onto iTunes.
Yeah, we're never going to get past them. I don't even know how they keep going up.
They have three or four podcasts. It's all the same, but they're listed three or four times. I don't know.
Maybe we should do that. We'll have four podcasts with the same thing.
Okay, we're going.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by Ubercast. Remember, this is the last time you're ever going to hear it, so listen in.
Because we're not cheap, we paid for the software.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast.
And Gretel's nothing but a hoe.